The Koi Big Pod on Off the Ball.
To have that drive to sort of ring Carla and say, right, like, here, let's be open conversation. Like, where can I improve? How can I get into your squad? I think is really, really good.
Subscribe to the Koi Gig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
It's obviously a tough turnaround. Hannah, you might be able to answer us this one as well. Like, you know, when you're coming week to week and trying to reach that emotional pitch of games of this magnitude, you know, the La Rochelle game was an 80-minute plus game. No time for relaxing. Same for Bordeaux this weekend. It's just straight back into it. It's tough for players, isn't it? But I guess that's what you want game after game.
It is. You want to be involved in those big games. But as you said, it can be a complete emotional drain. You get yourself so up for the match the week before that it's such a quick turnaround to reset, do your review and preview and be able to. That's probably the hardest part, is get up to that emotional edge where you know you need to be. But I think Munster especially would be looking to prove points and, you know, layer another good performance on the back of the last couple that they've had. So, yeah, I'd be backing them to do the business, but it'll be a tough ask, that's for sure.
Quinny, good morning. Mo Salah has signed a new deal for Liverpool. You'd be delighted. That's your Friday morning off to a good start, 2-year contract. Alex Nankivell, Quinny, is going to be available for Munster's game tomorrow against Bordeaux. It just kind of goes to show that the red card decision against Connacht was deeply flawed, to say the least.
Yeah, look, it's understandable. It's for Craig Evans, the referee, to make that decision, and the rest of his team on the day. It's a reactive, quick decision. You don't have a lot of time. Obviously, with the TMOs being able to help, and then you've assistant referees, camera angles, all that kind of stuff. It's tricky. So there's a lot of different comments online about this, and I want to be careful because I've always been very proactive, and I keep saying this about protecting players and head collisions and all that kind of stuff. But I felt from the very start of seeing this one that it was unfortunate, it was accidental. His shoulder actually doesn't do the damage of knocking Cian Prendergast out. He clips off his quad above his knee. Nankivell tries to get in a very low position, and that's what causes the issue here. Obviously, with Munster getting it rescinded and cleared, they were able to show different camera angles. I said from the start, you know, a lot of what Craig Evans had said, and I don't want to be overcritical on the referee because it's very, very difficult here, and I'm not trying to be. A lot of what was said was inaccurate about, you know, coming from distance, going off his feet, force, all that kind of stuff. It wasn't correct. So it's a massive boost. And, you know, I can understand some people will question the decision and player safety and all that kind of stuff. But he gets in a very low position. He stays on his feet, Alex Nankivell, and the force isn't from his shoulder at all. He clips off his quad knee, and it's unfortunate. It's a massive boost for Munster to have him back available. He's a really good player. It definitely gives them a lift going into this game. But, you know, it's just one of those things that he missed. He missed the La Rochelle game, and they have him back now. And obviously they have different camera angles that they can show. And the panel who heard this appeal were agreed with Munster. And I think one of the things that came out of it, and I was asked some questions last night, it was they were able to show pretty clear that it was Alec Nankivell's quad as he was coming in that clipped off Cian Prendergast. And again, the player safety is very, very important in rugby nowadays. But I'm not sure what else Alex Nankivell could have done. You know, obviously, if he shoots off his feet, doesn't control his entry point into that ruck, yes, that's a red, but he stayed in his feet. He tried to get in under the player, and I think it was proven that with these camera angles that it was just an accident, which is not everybody will agree with, but it's a big boost to have him back for Munster.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other, and some people in the past, they choose to die, so.
You say that they choose to die?
Some of them, because for them it's not something bad. If somebody die, for the whole community is like an offering for Pachamama, to say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia. As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go. Oh.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted.
On Off the Ball.
Time to turn our attention to Gaelic Games. Morris Brosnan is with us this morning. Good morning, Morris.
Morning, gents.
I'm just looking through the fixtures for this weekend. So tomorrow, Saturday, you have the Leinster Senior Football Championship quarter final, Kildare Westmeath at Seadrill St Connolly's Park in the evening time. And of course, the 12:30 throw in for Corrigan Park, Antrim against Armagh. And on Sunday, in the men's, you have the Ulster quarter final, Tyrone Cavan in Healy Park and Omagh, 4:15. The other three Leinster quarter finals on Sunday afternoon as well, 2:00 in Aughrim, Wicklow versus Dublin, 2:30 Meath, Offaly and Port Talton, and 3 p.m. In Newbridge, you have Louth versus Laois. And of course, we have the Ladies League finals taking place this weekend. The division 1 and 2 double headers, Armagh Kerry at 5 p.m. and Cork Galway before that at 3 p.m. in Croke Park. So, Morris, plenty to look forward to this weekend. You were at the Donegal Derry game last weekend?
I was, Shane, yeah. I was up in Ballybuffet.
So thoughts on that, and thoughts on the championship as a whole, I guess, so far?
Overall, I'm relatively encouraged by where we're going. And, there's the tedious and conversations that have been had time and again about the place of the provincial championships and what they're doing. But I think you have to just deal with the hand you're dealt. And in that context, right, given everything else, I think you're seeing teams go full-blooded. We might finally be able to ban a bit of talk about shadow boxing and that kind of thing that just became a bit tedious towards the back end of the league. So, no, I'm overall encouraged. It wasn't that Donegal game per se, no, wasn't the best game I've ever been at, far from it. And there's a whole bunch of different reasons for that. But for when you look ahead to a weekend like this and take a more broad look on where Gaelic football is going, I'd be pretty optimistic.
The Donegal Derry game, so what factors that you mentioned there are particularly took away from the game? And I know Derry obviously had a lot of injuries. Donegal, I guess, impressive and kind of tailed off at the far end of the league, albeit they were missed penalty away from being in a league final. But ultimately, it ended up quite nice for them. Jim McGuinness said he would have loved to come away with just any sort of win against Derry, but ultimately it was reasonably impressive.
Yeah, so that's a very good question, and your point there is very valid. Like, management players, they ultimately want to win. That's absolutely what they want. But at the same time, we have to ask, we're in a very funny stage with Gaelic football now, right? Like, we've actually invited this kind of constant reevaluation and assessment of the sport and the game and the rules. And I'm sure some people are kind of sick of that conversation, but you boil all that down, like boil it down to its absolute fundamentals. What do we want? What's the one thing that we want to get a football? Why are we doing this? Why are we changing the rules? And in a word, it's chaos. That is what we want. So managers, they want control. That's what they seek. And everybody else wants chaos. That it's the oxygen to sport. Predictability is the absolute enemy of sport. We want contests, chaos, collisions. That is ultimately what we want. And the reason that I say to you that I didn't enjoy that game necessarily is because there wasn't chaos. There was almost no chaos. You take a generic figure like turnovers, right? In that game last year, there was 35 turnovers between Donegal and Derry. In the game this year, there was 15. So, and that what that means is that Donegal with a kick out, Donegal control the ball, get it up to the other end of the pitch, get a shot off. Derry win a kick out, go up to the other end of the pitch, control the ball. So kickouts become massive. But everything in between, there's no chaos. There's no, you know, and that's ultimately what we want from the sport. We're trying to encourage that. So I'm not overreacting to one game here. I absolutely think, sit in our hands, let's see how the trend holds. But in that particular context, I think it's a very interesting game as a case study in what we're trying to get away from, because we don't want, there's a whole lot of things in that game that we did want, but the fundamental is chaos, and we didn't see enough chaos for me.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's almost like if the naysayers to all the changes, you're almost talking them off the ledge by saying, well, the game is fundamentally still the same. And if you showed the first quarter of an hour of Donegal Derry to someone in 5 years' time and said, name the year, you wouldn't know it's 2025. There was nothing about it. But having said that, there's that mad couple of minutes when, is it Dan Higgins scores the goal for Derry? And then straight up the field, Sean Patton hits it long, Donegal get a point. And then right after that, Donegal win the kick out from Derry and score a goal from Darrow Buil. And that seemed chaotic, Maurice. But I'm not sure if that's rules related. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think in fairness, it is, partly it is rules related in that it's, what you're seeing is increasingly long kickouts there. Mm-hmm. So they're going outside the arc. So that's why you're seeing these mad break kickouts. And when a kickout breaks like that, a team just go for broke. But, you know, there's the, I sound like very kind of almost snobbish and everyone needs to listen to what I'm going to say type of thing here. But there's a famous Henry Ford quote about, like, if I ask people what they want, they will throw me a faster horse. I think there's a certain element where if you ask people what they want from Gaelic football, they will say, I want more scores. I want to see goals like that. Is that necessarily a good game? Like, think about it, lads. Think about the components of a good game. If it's score, 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 almost basketball-like, is that actually what we want?
To listen to this morning's full Off The Ball breakfast, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.